So now we're going to return to George's amendment. And I think that the discussion has ended. Debate has ended. And the question has been called by Doc. Okay, and seconded. Is there any objection to calling the question?
I just want to hear the motion again.
Yes, we're going to hear it again. George, please, you're such a good reader. Go.
The motion is to include in the...
Mike.
Microphone.
To include in the BAI budget expenses for an income from a mail drop and a... ad campaign in a magazine. That's the motion.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Brian.
That would be $50,000 in revenue for the mail campaigns, with an accompanying $12,000 in expense, and $41,000 in revenue for the magazine campaign, with, as I understand it, an accompanying $4,500 in expense.
That's what I heard, too.
Can I make, I'd like to offer a friendly amendment.
Yes, Zakai.
That we take the monies that are going to be added and put that back into the salaries. As was.
That's not a friendly amendment.
I asked him specifically to think that wasn't
on there. He didn't say it.
Point of order.
Point of order.
I thought the question had been called and
The question had been called, so you can't have an amendment. Thanks, Yosh. Okay. So, can we have a roll call vote, please? Oh, well, we can, because the secretary isn't here. So, Mary? Is there any of you? I want a roll call vote.
Grace Aaron.
I'm sorry, I have a point of information.
Yes.
Where did the revenues from this come out in the budget?
Where do the revenues that are generated? I mean, where do the
expenses?
This is going to give us more extra revenue. Does that get spent on something, or does that show up in the surplus?
The point of information.
Point of order.
It was just a question. It was just a clarifying question. From I think it's completely reasonable. You can't keep people in the dark. George's amendment didn't address that. It was generic. It didn't direct it. It only said to re-include it. No, George's motion did not put it back into salaries. But not the motion that he made. Okay. It does not direct it. It simply says to re-include it in the budget. So, Mary?
I continue with the roll call vote. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Afian Mongaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sar Brandawa?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Wendy Schrell?
I think it's dangerous for us to be redoing the budget right here, right now. I vote no.
You're voting no?
Wendy.
Bonnie Simmons? Bonnie, I'm sorry, but you have to vote.
Pass for a moment.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yosh Yamanaka?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret Prescott?
I'm
thank you. And Bonnie, you passed.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. 16 yes, and one no, and two abstentions.
Okay, now we're back to the main motion, and as amended.
May I make a procedural suggestion?
Yes, Brian.
You all have just voted to amend a budget.
Yeah, we can.
And the problem you face is that a budget is a complex document. You've added revenue to a couple lines, expense to a couple lines. This is going to change the central service calculation, and it's also going to change the bottom line net revenue. And you really don't have the correctly adjusted numbers spread out before you, which is why it's hard to actually amend a document. If you want to proceed down this path, and I think it's legitimate to ask a budget to be constructed according to the criteria you want, the right process to follow is to kick those criteria back to staff so they can plug those numbers in, dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and then bring it back to you for a final approval. If you would like to do that, our National Finance Committee has a meeting scheduled for this coming Thursday night where we can still do vetting before the fiscal year closes. And our recommendation on the WPFW budget, which is coming up, is actually to punt because there are some unresolved issues. So I believe the PNB will have to be convening another telephone meeting before the end of the fiscal year on budget issues as well. So I wanted to put that on as a suggestion that you not try to, as a parliamentary body, amend a budget one item at a time, but decide what items you want change and have the people who actually draw up the budgets create a correct one that you can then approve.
Doc is next.
With all the discussion that we've had on this, for that to come forward at this point, I think is just kind of out of line right now, because we've been talking about this for the last 2.5, what, 3 hours now, and we've already agreed that we're going to continue to look at this budget, we're going to amend it, we're going to adjust it. So whatever needs to happen with it, if we approve it, you guys can take it and send us back what the adjustments are, because it's going to be constantly being reviewed over the next 12 months. And my understanding is that whatever comes out of this, if we approve it, it's still up for an additional review, adjustments, and everything else. So it's not going to, I don't think it requires us to wait until it goes before you again for those adjustments. I really believe that we can make approve this budget based on the criteria that we've set forward and move it forward, because we're going to be reviewing it anyway. Once you go through it, we're looking at it again right after you do that.
Because you're the one who's thinking that you're
and
right,
we've agreed to make adjustments if necessary after that. We've already agreed to do that.
All right. I have.
Call the question, Madam Chair.
I have George. I didn't recognize you. I have George, and I have Tony, Margaret, and Jamie.
About this is a completely trivial change. You can do it on a spreadsheet in about 10 seconds, and it makes no sense to refer this back to the committee. However, the motion in front of us doesn't actually ask that we approve this budget.
Right.
It asks, as I recall, that we sort of hold it in suspension and review it every month.
You're right.
It's a plan, in other words.
Yes, it's a plan instead of an approved budget. Tony requested that we actually approve a budget, so that he can begin making plans on the basis of that. So I'm going to make a substitute motion, which is that we approve the budget with all of the requirements that we review it every month, but it stands after today as an approved budget, which they can work from and begin to operate from. So I make that as a substitute motion to the original motion.
Any further discussion? Okay. Tony, do you have anything to add? Or you?
I was just going to suggest that there's a lot that has to be done.
once this budget is passed, and I would hope that we don't prolong approval of the budget.
Okay, thank you. Margaret is next,
and
then Jamie, and then Sarv, I think, and then Zakai. No.
Thanks for that clarification, George. It was, you know, I had raised earlier the thing about the monthly reviews, and I didn't understand that I was told it was out of order at that time, and I wasn't aware that it was part of the original motion, because that also impacted my earlier vote, since I do, you know, agree on the monthly reviews. So I think there was some confusion, and I'm sorry that wasn't clarified earlier as to that this indeed would be part of the original motion, because that's not what I understood. And I just want to make it absolutely clear now to get the full wording of the motion to avoid confusion, which impacted my earlier abstention vote.
Okay. Jamie and then Zakai.
Yeah, Margaret just asked for the full wording of the motion. Actually, I would be interested in the full wording of the motion, too.
Brian.
It's not motion.
Which motion are we on? The one that George just made? Oh.
Inserting email address.
No, George's amendment. George, would you read the full?
Point of information. I had raised that as an amendment before and was told it was out of order at that time. So I'm assuming now it is in order and that George is raising it again.
Okay.
George, do you want me to plug the word approval into the language I already had? Is that your intent, or do you want to reformulate it?
That's basically my intent, so rather than... Yes, that's basically the intent.
Okay. I can recite that if you want to save time. I just don't want to presume anything about your
intent.
That's
fine. Go ahead, do that.
It would be to approve the WBAI budget as amended. To require that WBAI management identify additional cuts that can be implemented if WBAI underperforms its budget, and to direct the National Office to conduct a monthly and quarterly review of WBAI's budget performance.
Okay. Thank you. Zakai, and then Yosh.
I think I'll pass. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Yosh? And then
yes,
Nicole.
I'd like to propose an amendment to George's substitute motion. I believe it's a substitute motion.
It is a substitute, and you can either make a substitute to that or you can make an amendment.
No, I'm proposing an amendment to the substitute motion, which reads as follows, that the line item budget item in WBAI's administrative expenses for, quote, professional services legal, close quote, in the fiscal years ending 2008 and 2009, incurred as a result of actions or inactions of the National Election Supervisor or the Local Election Supervisor in 2007 and 2008, be moved from WBAI's expenses to the National Office's expenses.
No?
Second.
I think this is just bullshit. The national.
And I will motivate if necessary.
I'm sorry. Nicole, go ahead.
I have a question and a comment. Question on, just so you know how you're going to go in the future, all this reviewing once a month, et cetera. If you don't like what you see, then what?
Exactly.
And an issue about the lawsuit? A, who's going to pay for it? Because basically the national office budget is not comprised of a CPB grant. It's not comprised of pledge drives. It's comprised of central services, which comes from five stations, hopefully, and the listeners therein. We didn't book it in a budget. We can't make payroll. Need some help here.
Right. Why is KPFA paying for it?
Why is KPFT paying for it? Why is Washington paying for it?
Don't get it.
Okay.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, would
maker of the motion, please
vote on the
motion.
You have to talk to the mic, Carol.
Would the maker of the motion please motivate it?
Yes. Actually, my motivation, I believe, addresses our executive director's concerns. Presently, WBAI owes national office a ton of money, not just $70,000 or $100,000, much, much more than $100,000. And merely to add that $100,000 or so from the IOU of WBAI to something that the national office has already basically paid for, it doesn't really affect the national office's bottom line.
We haven't paid for it.
Nobody's
total.
Paid for it. Who's paid for it?
Still,
so why do you say it was paid for when it's not paid for?
It's not paid for.
Well, it's out there. It's, you know, I believe it's whether the IOU is carried by BAI or whether it's carried by national office, you know.
I just have to respond, which is this is a bill. Eventually we have to pay lawyers and courts and et cetera. So an IOU can dangle. I'm just telling you, money is money, and national office money is comprised solely, pretty much, from central services, which comes from our five stations, which comes from listener support.
Okay, Brian and then Nia.
If this is solely to deal with past expenses, it's not a budget amendment. I mean, it's a totally valid policy conversation to have about whose tab this is, but it doesn't belong as an amendment to this motion, and it might sidetrack us quite a bit. We do have two more budgets to go through.
It's out of order, and I ruled it out of order before, and it's the same motion that came. So I don't know how he can bring it up again.
It's a different motion, Madam Chair. The objection, Madam Chair, if I could clarify, the objection from National Finance Committee was, or from Mr. Tekert, was that
you're next.
The legal expenses were commingled. Some were incurred as a result of actions or inactions of the National Election Supervisor, and other legal expenses were caused by actions or inactions by the staff at WBAI. And so this is a different motion and addresses Mr. Tekert's concerns.
Nia.
Okay. What I have to say, I probably might not go over so well, but this is just how I feel. I honestly don't believe, and WBAI is my signal area, I think that these people that brought the lawsuits, their listeners supported them in New York, and whatever costs there are for the legal fees, that they should remain in New York. I really do not believe that it should now be shifted, that their responsibility should now be shifted. I know it's all one pot. I do understand that. But everybody, you know, get a little sensitive about their station, and rightfully so. I don't think that they're, to me, you going to rule me? I won't say it. That their behavior, okay, that warranted this lawsuit should go any place. They claim their listeners support them. They're from New York. And then they have to, only thing I would suggest is that they find a way to drop the lawsuit or raise money to defray those costs.
Okay. Anybody else? Wendy. And then Margaret, sorry.
I'm getting a little nervous about this national office budget that we're going to have to work on after all of this.
Really?
We keep changing these little parts of it, then we won't have anything to approve later, and we basically spent this whole day getting nowhere. So I just wonder if that exact thing couldn't be handled. Like, what happens if we don't pass that motion? Is there some way that could be reclassified after these budgets are approved?
Is there some way to direct the National Staff and Foundation Council to present to the PMB at a meeting within 30 days?
Their response to this request.
Right, the options that are available in terms of how to allocate that, yes.
I mean, do we need a motion or...
I just don't see why we need a motion.
Me
when we
either.
Can just direct them after full conversation here. But Margaret...
There seems to be
I want to speak against Yosha's amendment, and I'm also concerned about directing legal counsel to do this and that, because I wonder if we're going to be then what the price for that is going to be, and it's going to add on to the cost of the legal issues that we're already, you know, addressing. I think that
he's typing up the bill.
To say right blame now. Or to say directly blamed or indirectly blamed or whatever it was in that, you know, this stuff can be very relative. For example, there's some at KPFK who have argued that if the board had taken the action that it should have taken, that might have avoided some of the lawsuits that happened at KPFK, but yet KPFK was responsible for paying for those lawsuits. So I think we're getting into very tricky waters here, and I don't want to do anything to encourage more lawsuits or to cause further stress on the budget of the national office. So I really think we should drop this amendment, that we should move on the WBAI budget, and I would suggest that the only thing I would add, given what Nicole raised about review, is that we do just as we did with the November review, which is to say review and adjust to that monthly, so it's not simply a review, but it's also making adjustments to the budget so that the budget does remain a living entity, in this case, on a monthly basis. Okay. And I think that's what we should stay focused on, so BAI can get on, you know, with its business, and we can get on with the other budgets.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know what, let's just call the question's been called. Any opposition to calling the question on Yosha's amendment? Seeing none, Yosh. Seeing no opposition, how is there? Mary, call the roll. Forget it. I can't even frame it.
This is a vote on Yosh's motion. Okay. Grace Aaron. Nia Beriaco?
No, not personal, Yosh. Like history report.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No, with the understanding that we address this after.
You're voting no. Okay. No. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Pass.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Zakai Free?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
Effian Mongaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
No.
Sarvan Dawa?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yosh Yamanaka? Yosh? I
will
see.
Abstain.
That's it, Yosh. Out.
Okay.
Out.
Well, maybe that's part of the motivation.
When we finish,
okay.
AC
Bird, you passed.
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. And Kathy Davis. You. Okay.
I didn't hear Kathy.
And I think that's everyone.
Yes or no?
Three,
yes. Okay.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. I have eight. Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. No.
Amendment fails. Okay.
And
back to the main motion as amended. And Brian, would you read it again?
As I understand it, and jump down my throat if I've got it wrong, the motion is now to approve the WBAI budget as amended, to require WBAI management to identify additional cuts that can be implemented if WBAI underperforms its budget, and to direct the National Office to conduct a monthly and quarterly review of WBAI's budget performance.
Point of order.
Point of information.
Is
that a just review and adjust what's being put forward, not just review of the budget?
Is it just as needed, you say?
I would just point out that the National Finance Committee can't adjust a budget on its own. It can only make recommendations to the full board. So it's
we don't need
authorizing language to do that. I mean, you don't need to.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
Clarification of what the earlier language was on the November review?
The word adjust was never in here. If you want to add it, you can add it. All I'm saying is the committee doesn't need a resolution to do that. It can always make recommendations to this body. You're asking for a review. It's implicit in a review that you might recommend corrective actions.
I have a point of information. What happened to Zakai's amended motion?
I didn't bring it up again.
He didn't bring it up again. Okay, so now we're voting. We're voting on.
So I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
Question's been called. I thought the question was called.
No.
Zakai. Wait a minute.
Zakai.
Okay. My friendly amendment is that the added revenue from the adjustment to the budget be added back into the salary line.
The added revenue or the added net revenue?
The added, I guess that's net. Yeah.
Any discussion on that? Wendy.
I know I'm making a lot of unpopular votes today. You know, but I've been on the PNB for 4 of the last 5 years, and we cannot sit here and craft this budget ourselves at this table right now. We hired a manager. Tony knows what to do with any money that gets back in the budget. So you know what? I'm talking right now, and you guys, it's just inappropriate. I urge everyone to vote no. They can handle it.
And we don't need to be yelled at from members of the audience if that's what just happened. And particularly Wendy doesn't need to be yelled at. I do, but she doesn't, so. Okay. okay. Any other comments? Any other discussion on this amendment?
Point of order. I don't believe that Zakai's motion or amendment has been seconded.
It was.
It was seconded.
Okay. Jamie.
Hi. I would just like to address the question of quarterly and monthly review and adjustment of WBAI's budget, which I think is an excellent and noble goal. But I would like to point out one more time that several of the previous budget cycles over the past 5 years, this board has said almost that same language. We're going to review the budget in 2 months. We're going to readjust the budget in 45 days. And this, for whatever reason, it really never went down that way. So what I'm asking you all, we're going to have to pick up our game. We're going to have to do things that previous PNBs have not done. So that's the one point that I'd like to make. You know, intention has been there in the past, but the follow-through hasn't. So I'm really urging you to keep your eye on that follow-through.
Jamie had asked to participate with Brian in the presentation to give some of the history that he's just alluded to. They worked out that he didn't, but it's true that the PNB over the last 5 years has had really pathetic oversight about the situation.
We'll be on to something else.
And that's right. So, I don't know.
Yeah, if I could just add, you know, this is our budget time. Really, we don't spend this much time focusing on the budget the rest of the year.
Right. Rob?
Call the question, please.
Question has been called. Is there any objection to calling the question?
The amendment hasn't been argued.
amendment?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Is there, okay, so Mary, this is on the amendment.
This is Zakai's?
Yes.
Amendment. I didn't quite get all of his language. That's a friendly
Zakai,
amendment.
Zakai, you're going to have to read it.
Yeah, I couldn't quite catch both
Mary,
a
he's
couple
gonna
of
read
words.
It.
To add the net revenue from the amended budget items into salary line.
It's just bullshit. Thank you. Mary, would you call the...
Okay. Well, let's see. I'll do it backwards from the bottom up this time. Yoshi Yamanaka?
Nothing personal, Zakai. No.
Joe Gonzalo. Joe? Hello?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Jack Van Aken?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Okay. Rob Robinson?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa. Margaret Prescott.
No.
Effian Mwangaza.
Abstain.
Ambrose Lane.
No.
Zakai Free.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
A.C. Byrd.
Abstained.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Okay. One, two,
three. The abstentions win.
Exactly. Four yes.
No, they don't. There are eight no's. One, two,
three. It doesn't four, five, yes. Eight.
Seven abstentions eight, and four.
Eight. That's it. Yeah. Make it.
Okay. The amendment fails. On to the main motion as amended. George? Okay. I just was terrified that you were going to add another amendment. Question has been called. Any objection to calling the question? Seeing none. Madam Secretary. On the main motion, Brian, read it again, please.
The motion is to approve the WBAI budget as amended, to require that WBAI management identify additional cuts that can be implemented if WBAI underperforms its budget, and to direct the National Office to conduct a monthly and quarterly review of WBAI's budget performance.
Madam Secretary?
Point of personal privilege, could I ask the chair to ask whether there are any objections to adopting this amendment or this
I want
motion?
A roll call vote on that, though.
Okay.
Thanks. It's a budget. It's a budget, so I think a roll call vote is in order.
Okay. Let's see. I'll start in the middle. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Pass.
Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo.
Yes.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Yes.
Okay, George Ryder.
Yes.
Rob, let's see.
Rob Robinson.
I'm sorry. I vote. I have your vote. I'm sorry. Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yes.
You sure?
Margaret? Yeah. You do say yes. Okay. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Effian Mwangaza?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
You have a pass.
Pass, Mary. Hello, pass.
Mary, you have a pass. Hello.
17, yes.
You have a pass. Bonnie passed.
You can vote yes.
I'm sorry. So you did. I'm so sorry. I thought you said that the motion had passed. Okay, Bonnie.
I think you said yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm voting
now it's 18 years. I think I said, yeah.
Okay.
We need a break. We're lunatics.
I think we need...
Thank you. 5 minute break.
Please, just to stretch.
And it's making us really...
Huh?
Can we get the heat turned down a little bit?
Not by me, honey.
I'm going to go...